We heard earlier about the impact climate change might be having on this winter's severe weather here in the eastern U.S., but talk about severe weather with a climate change connection. Puerto Rico is still struggling to recover from last summer's massive back-to-back hurricanes. They devastated the island and knocked out power for most residents. More than 3 months later, the lights are still not on for almost half of them. And that's been a massive setback for the island, but it's also an opportunity for something that could help make Puerto Rico more resilient in the long term: solar power with battery storage. Here's more from Daniela Cheslow.
Four technicians heave a Tesla Powerwall solar battery pack onto a wall in a closet in a San Juan suburb. This white metal beast weighs 275 pounds and can store enough electricity to keep a house running from sunset to sunrise. Installer Alexis Portalatin says he leaves the plastic wrap on so the owner can peel it off.
It's like when you buy a new car, yeah, I had the plastic, brand new car.
And the costs are also almost like a new car. The Tesla battery costs close to $10,000. I go to the kitchen to meet the people who spent that kind of money. Rosa Lopez and Jose Quiñones listen to a radio interview about solar technology in Puerto Rico while their daughter toddles around them. They're both engineers and early green energy adopters. 2 years ago, they took out a loan to install solar panels on their roof. But those panels only work properly if they're connected to the power grid, which used to go down a lot, even before Hurricanes Irma and Maria.
It was like a couple of hours if they have to fix something, but nothing major until these two hurricanes.
After the storms hit in September, the electricity was out in the neighborhood for more than 3 months. And that even limited the use of their grid-connected solar system. That's why Lopez and Quiñones bought the Tesla. It's expensive, but the family was already spending $400 a week in fuel for a generator.
I was looking to see how can I use the full power of the panels, and the only way is installing batteries.
When Maria came and made all the mess, we started calculating, and we understand that we need to make this investment.
They bought their battery system from a company called New Energy. Before the hurricane, the company sold maybe 5 batteries a month. But in October, CEO Alejandro Uriarte says he sold 200.
Before Maria, nobody wanted to buy storage because it was too expensive. And now everybody wants to buy storage. And it's not an issue now of saving money, it's just an issue of having electricity.
Uriarte says he's lined up investors for a new solar microgrid with battery storage for a community of 3,000 homes. It could run independently, so if the main grid went down, the microgrid would stay up.
We're trying to be the first one to do a microgrid, a big microgrid here. We would become like a small utility.
Outside investors have similar ideas. I met Blake Riquetta on a balmy evening in Old San Juan. He's with the German solar battery company Sonnen. After Hurricane Maria, Sonnen donated 8 batteries for solar energy to community kitchens and health clinics. Now the company hopes to work with Puerto Rico's government to convert an old U.S. naval base into a solar-powered housing development.
We should do lots of these new construction projects. And of course, that gives you a little miniature taste of what the future grid would look like.
Riquetta says Sonnen has sold more than 200 batteries in Puerto Rico since the storm.
Which is really big business for us.
I'm sorry, but to my ear, that sounds tiny.
It is tiny, yeah. The entire energy storage industry is tiny. It's embryonic.
That's why backers of solar are excited about what's happening in Puerto Rico. It's a laboratory, and potentially a very big one. Last month, the governors of New York and Puerto Rico announced a plan to transform the island's power system and integrate solar power and storage in remote areas. It's a long shot. The plan would require billions of dollars in federal funding that may never materialize. Still, San Juan's mayor, Carmen Yulín Cruz, thinks solar has real promise, at least in her city. I met her just after she threw the ceremonial first pitch for a celebrity softball game.
Yulín Cruz!
The game is a needed morale booster for a city still struggling from the hurricanes. As of early January, Yulín says about 40% of San Juan still doesn't have power. The mayor dreams of transforming the city's electric supply. Tesla has already donated solar panels to run a hospital. A solar industry group working with the Clinton Foundation will power San Juan's main market. And Yulín says she'd love to hear about Blake Riquetta's plans to bring Sonnen microgrids to Puerto Rico.
And I'll tell him to call me.
Yulene says outside investors would need to work alongside Puerto Ricans. And she says the island's debt has to be erased so that local governments can invest in these new systems.
But this could be a wonderful showcase for solar energy for the rest of the world.
Mayor Yulene says the Puerto Rico that she knew before Hurricane Maria will never be back. And she says in many ways, that's a good thing. For the world, Daniela Cheslow, San Juan.